You are my only son?
I am your only mother.
He looks exactly like you. What's happening?
I don't really don't know what you're talking about.
I think you know.
Why'd you come looking for me?
I needed to know.
I have some questions for you.
Who are you?
What's wrong?
You're crazy.
I'm crazy!
Hi, this is Bina 007 back for another 10-minute spoiler-free movie review, and today discussing the Denis Villeneuve film Enemy, which stars Jake Gyllenhaal and Jake Gyllenhaal, because it's one more in the long line of Hollywood doppelganger movies. In this case, we have a rather bored, frustrated, alienated university lecturer living in Toronto, stuck in a very repetitive job. He's married to a woman who basically refuses to have sex with him. And he just seems completely out of sorts with life, just giving the same lecture about the tyranny of society and how we're the ordinary people are fooled by their rulers in this sepia-toned 1970s hazily filmed world that feels very oppressive and very sinister. One day, a colleague recommends that he watches a film, and as he does so, he sees an actor who looks to be an exact doppelganger in a minor role. And this starts off a kind of innocent and maybe playful search for who that actor is. And eventually he manages to pick up the actor's mail at the film studio and then kind of tracks him down. And Adam calls him up, this actor who is called Anthony. And at first, he has a kind of boyish excitement about finding someone who sounds so much like him. It's almost like this goofy coincidence, and he's excited to explore it. But as the film develops, it becomes far less innocent and far more disturbing. Because, of course, the people who are picking up the phone to Adam, who know Anthony, are like thinking that Anthony is playing a trick on them or are very disturbed by it. It leads, as it goes on, to Adam accusing his mother of maybe having had another child, which she, of course, furiously denies. And the whole thing becomes very slippery because, of course, as in all these doppelganger cases, the main victim, essentially, are the wives or the girlfriends. So in this case, Anthony's very heavily pregnant girlfriend thinks that he's having an affair. I mean, after all, why the very weird phone calls? And ends up kind of stalking Adam, just as Anthony and Adam are stalking each other. And you just get into this incredibly murky territory about, you know, does Anthony even exist? Is this some kind of double life that the very bored Adam has created for himself? I mean, who is a figment of whose imagination? Do they both exist? What is going on? And there are some very slippery little lines that are dropped in, particularly by Isabella Rossellini, who plays Adam's mother, that just make you really question. It's that kind of movie that you want to watch it, then immediately rewind and start again and sort of see if your theories play out. So you go through this kind of very sinister stalking, varieties of stalking, and then the movie just escalates into this battle of extreme disruption where both Adam and Anthony are basically just trying to mess each other up, and hence the title of the movie, Enemy. So that's how the movie plays out. It feels like a very taut 90-minute thriller. It reminds me a lot of, actually, those very early David Fincher films, and particularly in its look of Zodiac. It's incredibly engrossing. I think Jake Gyllenhaal is just spectacular in this film. I really love how it looks. I think the cinematographer, Nicolas Bolduc, who I'm assuming is a Canadian DP, I've never heard of him before, he's really created this palette of sort of queasy, washed-out yellow browns. The sunlight always feels filtered and hazy, and that creates this feeling of claustrophobia that you can't quite see through, which I guess mirrors Adam's state of mind, certainly, during the film. And I also really love not just the soundtrack by Danny Bensi and Saunder Urian, who I think did the soundtrack for Martha Marcy, May Marlene, but also the sound design of this film, which has a lot of very insistent, heavy bass, muted horns, and the sort of industrial metal scraping. It's just a wonderful sound design, again, of oppression. And if you look at how a lot of the scenes are framed, often it's just the lead characters in these very desolate urban landscapes. So you'll see, you know, row upon row of almost identical housing developments, so skyscrapers, condos, but you never see other people. So again, there's this feeling that you have these two guys, their girlfriends, the mother, in this environment where nobody else is. And I find that to be very, very powerful as a sort of metaphor of alienation from urban society. And I think that is very much a consideration. You know, this movie has been adapted by a book by the Portuguese Nobel Prize winning author José Saramago, who wrote this novel, The Duplicated Man, upon which the film is based. And I think I haven't read any of his work, actually, but from what you read about him, it feels like this was a very big thing for him, this concept of urban alienation. Bear in mind, he was living in Portugal during the era of the fascist dictatorship. So this concept of tyranny and oppression and how you're always caught in a spider's web, which of course may speak to the other part of this movie, which is that you have this very David Fincher thriller, but overlaid on that, you have this almost Lynchian surreal imagery. So the movie opens, in fact, with this deeply bizarre scene in what looks to be a sex club, and there's someone sort of crushing a spider under the heel of her stiletto. And this metaphor of the spider imagery just gets literally larger and larger as you go through the film. And, you know, I'm sure film forums are full of people speculating on what that means. But it wouldn't be a giant leap to think that it reflects the concept of being in a society where you are trapped in these webs, in the way that Adam is trapped in his life with his double and is drawn ever further into that madness. So overall, I think Enemy is a really clever, taut, disturbing and provocative film. I think it's got a lot more to commend it, actually, than Denis Villeneuve's wildly popular Prisoners. I think it's a better made film. I think it betrays a technical control that is really fantastic. And actually, I would draw a parallel there to Birdman. You know, it's another film that is very formally technically controlled. I love films like that, where you just sit back and know you're in the safe hands of a director who wants to do something very particular and very unique. Not entirely sure why it hasn't had a bigger release, but for the release dates, please stay tuned after the outro music. And I'd also say that if you agree or disagree with my take on this film, or indeed have a better theory as to what on earth the spiders are doing in that film, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at bina007.com. Enemy has a running time of 90 minutes and is rated R. The movie played the festival circuit way back in 2013 and obviously wasn't really picked up for distribution. It was released on streaming services in the USA in early 2014 and is available to rent and download now. It was released this weekend in the UK and Ireland. It's both playing on cinema screens in a very limited way in London. But it's also available to stream online. And the only thing I would say to you is if you rent it via iTunes, it's half the price of renting it via Curzon Home Cinema. Curzon, of course, being the cinema chain that's distributing the film. So I'm not entirely sure what's going on there with their pricing mechanism, but iTunes is clearly the way to go. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the film and the review. Thanks for listening.